Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. State records recently turned over to a public interest law firm show the Walker administration is working behind the scenes with the dairy lobby to move oversight of large livestock farms from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And Kathy Myers and Randy Bryce faced off in a debate last night that was heard here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. The two Democrats are in a race to win Paul Ryan's first congressional seat. The primary election to decide who will go on to the general election is August 14th. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Retirees from a paper company in Appleton lost $40 million in retirement funds when their company was sold last month, with some people losing as much as $700,000. The city of Milwaukee has filed a lawsuit against a California company for dropping off 100 motorized scooters in and around downtown Milwaukee about a week ago. People riding the scooters could receive a $98 citation. And the Brewers beat the Braves yesterday 10-3. They start a three-game series tonight in Miami against the Marlins. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Kathy Myers and Randy Bryce faced off in a debate last night that was heard here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. The two Democrats are in a race to win Paul Ryan's first congressional seat. The primary election to decide who will go on to the general election is August 14th. And retirees from a paper company in Appleton lost $40 million in retirement funds when their company was sold last month, with some people losing as much as $700,000. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. State records recently turned over to a public interest law firm show the Walker administration is working behind the scenes with the dairy lobby to move oversight of large livestock farms from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to a one-year deal with longtime Nets center Brooke Lopez, who played with the Lakers this past season. And Milwaukee Brewers Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, and Josh Hader have been named to the All-Star team, and Jesus Aguilar could join them. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, sunshine and then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs around 80 degrees in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. For Wednesday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s in Milwaukee and low 80s in Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.